From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld arrived in Jakarta today to check on U.S. relief for the Indonesian earthquake and to pursue closer military relations with the world's largest Muslim nation. Along with thanks, Rumsfeld found Jakarta's political leaders wary of what one official described as potentially overbearing guidance from Washington over Indonesia's counterterrorism efforts. NPR Pentagon correspondent John Hendren is traveling with Rumsfeld, and he has our story.
Secretary Rumsfeld's visit to Jakarta began with gratitude from Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono and from the curator of the country's national archives, Tamalia Alicia Bana.
We have a saying in Indonesian: when we say thank you, it's terima kasih.
Uh-huh.
And if you translate that literally, it means accept love.
Because is that right?
To give thanks, what is it but to offer someone some of your love?
Oh, nice.
So, Mr. Rumsfeld, on behalf of the Indonesian people, please accept our love.
Here amid the prayer calls of the world's largest Muslim nation, the United States has paved the way to Rumsfeld's visit with goodwill, renewed military relations, and plenty of aid. Since a deadly earthquake killed 5,800 and injured 30,000 more a little over a week ago, the United States has sent about 400 Marines on 42 relief missions to Indonesia, bringing tents, water, and medical treatment to the quake-ravaged region. U.S. officials hope that the relief effort will improve the public's perception of the United States as heavy-handed, as it did at least temporarily after a devastating October quake in Pakistan. Indonesia is a key ally in the Bush administration's counterterrorism efforts. The administration recently renewed normal relations with Indonesia after severely limiting them in 1999, after Indonesia's army and allied militias ravaged East Timor in its struggle for independence.
The United States and Indonesia have, as you know, reestablished normal military-to-military relations, which I believe is a very good thing for our country and for both of our countries. The ability for our militaries to work more closely with each other is clear when one thinks of what took place in the tsunami or what took place with respect to the earthquake.
But there was also tension, as Indonesian Defense Minister Juwono Sudarsono, first in private and then in public, politely warned the American Defense Secretary against pushing too hard on counterterrorism cooperation.
So in the application of security, including anti-terrorist laws, anti-terrorist measures, it's best that you leave the main responsibility of anti-terrorist measures to the local government in question, and not to be overly insistent about immediate results arising from your threat perception about terrorists. It's important for us because as the largest Muslim country, we are very aware of the perception or misperception that the United States is overbearing and overpresent and overwhelming in every sector of life.
I never, I should say, have indicated to any country that they should do something that they were uncomfortable doing.
Indonesia is Rumsfeld's last stop on a 6-day tour of Asia, following stops in Singapore and Vietnam. The next stop is Brussels for a meeting of NATO ministers. John Hendren, NPR News, Jakarta.